down 6.5. Remember, the July contracts went off the board yesterday at noon. Soft September wheat, 5.31, down 6.75. December, 5.54 1/4, down 6.25. Now down 6.75. September corn, 3.72, down 9.5. December, 3.79 1/2, now 1/4, down 9. March of 15, 3.90 3/4, down 8.25. July, 4.06 3/4, down 8. August soybeans, 11.64 1/2, down 32.5. September, 10.87 1/4, down 20.75. November, 10.70 3/4, down 15.5. August soy meal, 378.80, down $9.80. September, 356.30, down 8.10. August soybean oil, 36.45, down 43. September, 36.55, down 42. August live cattle, 148.62 1/2, up 82.5. October, 151.77 1/2, up 92.5. August feeders, 212.32 1/2, up 165. September, 212.80, up 167.5. July lean hogs, 133.47 1/2, up 10. And August, 129.92 1/2, down 42.5. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne. Hello, Wayne. Let me go ahead and, Wayne, you there?
I'm here.
Oh, there you are. Well, good enough. So much for yesterday's dead cat bounce, huh?
Well, you know, we thought that was sort of a dead cat bounce. It just didn't bounce very high and didn't give us the opportunity we were hoping for to add to sales. And the, I guess it did, but we didn't think it was high enough to push sales a lot, Dave. But it sure looks like we should have, especially in the beans.
So let's look at individual commodities. And you go ahead and start with the beans. What are your thoughts moving forward?
Well, you know, as we looked here, we had a lot of people figuring the crop ratings could go down yesterday because of the heavy rains they suffered over the weekend. We know Champaign County got over 7 inches. We know that we've got a very nice inch that fell all day long on Saturday and was beautiful over here. You know, as we talk to people driving around the country during vacation seasons here, we hear that the beans just don't look quite as good as the corn does everywhere they go. And we thought that maybe the excess moisture might have dampened the ratings yesterday, but it sure didn't. And that, along with ADM's delivering beans on the July contract, sort of took the steam out of the old crop beans.
And 41% blooming, so they're ahead of schedule there, too.
Ahead of schedule there that way. The one thing that we do have heard from everybody that drives around the country is that Minnesota, Michigan, North Dakota, South Dakota, Northern Iowa, the crops look very, very good, but they are a couple weeks behind because of all the moisture they had and the delayed planting they had up there.
And I guess the other thing is, although we could quibble about the math a little bit, but potentially the non-commercials did go net short yesterday.
Yeah, they did. I mean, basically along the way, as we saw things change around, we're seeing the funds switch from a very long position to actually being short. I think this is about the first time in the last 4 years that they've actually been short.
So they continue to trend lower, and commercial interest pulling back.
Yeah, I mean, basically along the way, they don't have to approach. We are a little bit confused. We know that the river terminals are bidding about 50 over for beans down in Memphis this morning. And yet a lot of the commercials delivering the beans yesterday, you would have thought they would have just shipped their own out instead of delivering them, instead of paying up like that. But there is some pretty good premiums on beans for quick shipment right now.
All right, let's turn our attention to corn. Your thoughts there?
The corn, I mean, you know, the ratings are good. Every place you look, it's good. We know that the farmer has not sold as much as he generally has sold percentage-wise. And the crop just keeps looking better, and the weather forecasts keep on coming with rain and cool temperatures. It looks like we're going to get through pollination with the easiest or best conditions we've seen probably in my lifetime.
So the farmer didn't sell as much they thought, but that was a function of a crop that's gotten bigger and bigger and bigger, right?
And the last few years of if I done anything, it was wrong. So we saw a lot of people that just did not do much, and they sort of felt that we'd set some new parameters of where things could go, and corn wouldn't go under $4. Right now, we've got to go out to July of next year to see it over a $4. The rest of them are all under $4. So, you know, I think there was part of a false sense of security, and also that the crop has just got extremely better. But most farmers are not priced very well, Dave.
So come harvest, they will go to the bin if they can, I suspect.
Yes, basically along the way. I think there's going to be a lot of corn. I mean, the bins will all be filled on the farm this year, but, like I say, except that we've added a lot of on-farm storage over the last few years, I think the elevators aren't going to have any problem getting full this fall.
So what we'll be looking for is demand, and it seems like corn is a price competitive as a feed. It does appear that it's price competitive as exports. We saw some corn fly out of the market today. At what point does demand begin to become an influence going forward against the larger potential crop size?
Well, I think, that's going to be the question. Does it come in at 360? Does it come in at 340? Does it come in at 310? What in the world is going to go on? You know, what's going to be the EPA's ethanol stance for next year as far as production? Our ethanol plants are running as fast and as hard as they can, or because, the rates or their return on investment right now is one of the best it's ever been. So there's going to be a point in here where we're going to slow down and take a look at things. We look for that, as December corn sitting at 379 right now, we look that we'll probably test 360, maybe 350 sometime in here, but we do look for things to sort of stabilize at that area for a meantime.
Do you think that in future reports that NASS will find additional prevented planting or other types of acres that will lower the harvest number?
That's very possible, Dave. I mean, it might not be prevented plant, might be abandoned, or it might be some that were flooded out and along the way that way. But we could drop the harvest acreage here between now and harvest time very easily.
So if all weather conditions remain normal to ideal, we can quibble where on the scale it actually is, and what we know about demand, does ending stocks likely exceed 2 billion bushels at harvest?
We will probably see a report that says they will when it comes all said and done. I think that the lower prices can probably generate some stuff, and we'll probably come back under that. But all in all, there will probably be a report that says it will be there.
Are puts still a viable option in corn at this point?
Yes. I mean, they are. I mean, they're expensive. They're not cheap. They're not locking in profits anymore. They're minimizing losses and saying what we can do. But there's some, creative ways of doing some without paying a lot for them by selling some calls above the market along with them, doing some other future marketing, even for selling something for the 15 crop above it that we might be willing to start our hedging program with that. So, there's some very innovative things to do. Probably just buying a straight out put right now isn't what we'd be recommending. It'd be a combination of selling something above the market along with buying that put.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Current take in the marketplace, September hard red winter wheat is 640 down 6.25. Soft September wheat, 531.5 down 6.25. September corn, 371.75 down 9.75. December, 379 down 9.25. August beans, 1165.75 down 31.25. November, 1071.25 down 15. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.